Je m'appelle Azdine Abbar, jeune Marrakechi de 22 ans.
At just 22, the Moroccan Azdine Abbar has already been involved in several grassroots social projects to promote political participation and democratization in his country. But these days, he's using street theater to change people's lives. He introduces me to a circus collective called Éclat de Lune during one of their practices. We're in an empty field surrounded by a couple of open hangars where dozens of birds are nesting. Although this location is just outside of bustling Marrakech, it feels like we're in the middle of nowhere. The Atlas Mountains are looming in the background, and the spring sun is already convincingly strong. Amidst this peaceful setting, Azdine is as busy as can be. In a couple of days, a street theater festival called Awal Nat is to take place in a series of little towns around Marrakech. Azdine is not only in charge of coordinating the program and residencies for international artists, he also has to make sure his own group is ready to perform. So while he's dealing with tons of emails and phone calls, he's also rehearsing with about 30 other performers the moves they'll be doing on the street. What you're hearing now are the drums accompanying a lively parade of acrobats springing around a bunch of gigantic dancing puppets. The puppets bear the traditional features of the people living in the mountainous region around Marrakech. A stunning 4-meter-high camel made of old flour and potato bags is also rolling around with them. All the puppets were designed with the environment in mind, which is why they're made up of recycled materials. Regional traditional resources such as leather and textiles are also used. The giant figures, which are to parade the streets of Morocco, pay tribute to the cultural heritage of the country. Because the people of the region have little access to such unusual forms of entertainment, the performance provokes all kinds of strong reactions. But basically, it aims to make both performers and spectators proud of their roots.
You see, this is something completely different. You don't find this in Morocco. It has a strong significance because we're working with puppets which represent Moroccans, their traditions. And we're also doing Moroccan rhythms with the percussions. So we're proud to do it.
Azdine is especially proud of the fact that the project integrates school dropouts, unemployed youth, and orphans aged between 16 and 30. They learn to perform among professional artists. For Azdine, this training not only gives them an economical perspective, it offers them invaluable tools for life.
I keep telling the participants, if you're doing this training, it's not to do parades and make money. It's for your life. How? Team spirit, sharing with a group, these are important things you'll need your whole life long. So if you learn a few things here, it's already a good start.
It would have been easier for Azdine to find his 30 participants in Marrakech where he lives, but he preferred to give the opportunity to kids living in the mountainous villages in the region, where people don't have access to artistic forms of expression. Saïd Bougrain was one of last year's participants who found a true calling in this experience. He has now joined the collective to give workshops himself. As he explains,
it gives me another vision of life. It gives me artistic drive and the courage to work, to do unbelievable things.
Azdine also feels that his work with the circus collective Éclat de Lune has completely changed his life. He's actually a computer science student, but now he's getting confident that his dream of living an artistic life in Morocco is possible. This explains why he invests so much energy and passion in sharing these values with the family of young Moroccans he's created.
To me, they're like my kids, even though they're as old as I am. It just gives me such a great energy. I'm living unforgettable moments. Now I'm creating my life story, which is not only mine, but the story of the kids as well.
Elizabeth Grenier, DW, in Tarnaout, Morocco.